Hey y'all, thanks for joining us today. You know, I don't think there's a more exciting time in the Rose world than when new introductions come out. On today's show, we're going to share some of those new intros from a trusted source in the industry.
Wes Harville is in charge of the Rose program at Jackson & Perkins, and he's with us today. Now, many of us remember waiting not so patiently for our Jackson & Perkins catalog to come on a cold winter day. It was the hallmark of beautiful things to come for our gardens. Tonight is the night we'll hear all about what's new for 2018. Now, it's not winter, and these days we don't have to wait on a paper catalog, although they are very beautiful. Join us for the big reveal. What's coming up next year? We're going to find out tonight. Now, we've had a peek. Beauty, disease resistance, and fragrance.
It doesn't get much better than that. Now be sure and listen in at the end of today's broadcast for a special offer exclusive to Rose Chat listeners.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at ManureTea.com.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Hey Wes, welcome to Rose Chat.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, we love those new introductions. But before we talk about the new introductions, I read you've been working in the rose world for 26 years. So I just bet you've seen a lot of trends and a lot of change. But what we're interested in is what you're seeing now for the future.
Well, it is shocking the amount of change that's in the industry. And I'm sure that anyone, any industry would probably say that now. But the biggest trends that I'm seeing in the industry as far as roses go is that, in my opinion, the grandest time for roses in rose history, because of the changes that have gone on over the last 15 and 20 years, roses are coming from everywhere. And the roses that are coming in are some of the strongest and most beautiful and most disease-resistant roses, I think, that we've seen in history. The door has been open to bring in roses from all over the world.
Well, regardless of the trends, roses captured my heart a long time ago, and that trend's not likely to change, but I like the sound of what you're saying for sure.
You know, we've seen the popularity of roses move from different types, and we saw how Knockout changed the world, and I think we're in the next generation of roses. I think we're seeing some of the cleanest, fragrant, and most beautiful roses that have ever been developed, and they're coming from everywhere.
Boy, that's good news. That is surely good news. So let's move to the roses. You've got four beauties to share with us. Up first is Soaring to Glory. Tell us about this golden beauty.
Soaring to Glory is one of my favorite roses in this new introduction, not only because it has Julia Child in the background, it has tiny leaves, it blooms consistently, and it is clean as can be. And it has a nice fragrance. Again, that's what I'm saying. The world is awash with new roses. The dark green glossy leaves, adaptable to zone 5 and with a little protection all the way to 4. Another part that makes this exciting is that this is a compact bush. It's 3 to 3.5 feet, and it will go in the garden en masse. It'll go along borders, on pots, on patios, on balconies. Any situation is suited for this rose.
Now, I'm reading that Soaring to Glory is named in honor of the 70th anniversary of the United States Air Force.
That is one of the best things about this. Mm-hmm. Part of the proceeds of this rose will go to the Wounded Airmen's Program, and we're very excited about having that be a part of this process.
We're always being asked for yellow rose recommendations, so this one is a beauty that we'll be happy to recommend. And to commemorate the 70th Air Force anniversary, well, that's just going to make it all the more special to people, I think.
You know, I'm kind of partial to yellow.
He is. He is.
Yeah. Wes, I have lots of yellow roses in my garden.
I don't blame you.
And I'm about to have another one.
Or two.
Yeah.
Well, that is sure a beauty. So that's a good start for us. But next, we have another lovely rose with gentle hints of both pink and yellow. Tell us about this one. Le Parc rose?
Le Parc is interesting on a lot of different levels. This rose is named in anniversary of Park Seed's 150th anniversary that will start in 2018. So it will be a commemorative rose, has a strong fragrance. It's a Floribunda. It is hardy to zone 5 and 4 with protection. Blooms are all the way up into the 4 to 4.5 range for a Floribunda. And it's got sentimental in its background.
And it's another impressive anniversary. I mean, 150 years. How many companies can say they've been a trusted resource for generations? That really is something to celebrate.
That is really something. And, you know, before we go any further, I would like to just point out that these varieties tonight, all of them were hybridized by Keith Zeri. Everyone knows the history that he's had developing roses.
Oh, my goodness. How many beautiful roses. You know, Gemini, Bee's Knees. Oh, my goodness. I mean, so many beautiful roses to his name.
Veterans Honor, opening night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's close to 200 different patents.
You said disease resistant.
It's very good for its class. It is not as strong in disease resistance as Soaring to Glory. It doesn't have that bright, shiny foliage, but mm-hmm. It has a very unique flower form and a very unique flower color.
Well, it sure is pretty. Well, let's move on to number 3, which is Marvelous, and it really caught my attention. What'd you think of that picture, Chris?
Oh, wow. I loved it. I love the form of the bloom. I mean, it's a classic in bud, but then it opens to real bloom.
Roughly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the name Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to have to spell it in some way where everyone can pronounce it, but you sure picked it up. It is Marvelous. And the exciting thing about this plant is it's a shrub, but it has a very strong fragrance.
When you say shrub, what size is it going to be?
You're looking at 4 in height and about 3.5 feet wide. It has the very glossy green leaves, the deep purple pink with a light reverse. It's just going to be a very durable, beautiful, bright shrub for the garden that has that extra added kick with a strong fragrance.
Strong fragrance. Boy, I love that. When you start saying very disease resistant and strong fragrance, you've got my attention.
I think people will love this because it blooms very prolifically. It holds the blooms for a long period of time. It's just one of those that you can plant in your garden. And, you know, for this class, you can almost walk away. I mean, once it's in there, once it gets established, it just blooms and blooms and blooms.
So pretty. But we have another. Our 4th is Dr. Jane Goodall. Boy, you can hardly get too pink for me, and this is a pretty pink.
This is a lovely rose for a lovely person. Jane and I have had an opportunity to talk a few times. She is incredibly excited about this. We are promoting this in Los Angeles. It'll be announced other than tonight for the first time in Los Angeles in October. There'll be a reception at a friend of hers home, and then there'll be an announcement at a joint production at the Hollywood Bowl with her and the National Geographic. This is just something that we're all really excited about. This really is the premier class of Jackson & Perkins, these hybrid teas. This bush will get up to 5 feet in height. It has blooms that are up to 5 inches in height, and it has or in size, and it has a moderate fragrance. I don't know what else you could ask for. In my garden here in South Carolina, it blooms, and the best thing about it, it just stays and stays and stays.
I love that.
You know, this rose, you know, reminds me of a Floribunda that Jackson & Perkins introduced several years ago, Our Lady of Guadalupe.
It does.
Oh, I love Our Lady. Our Lady is one of our top-selling varieties still, and the difference here is that this will have some of that color, but the blooms will be much larger, and they'll be much more upright in its habit. Size of it is going to be about 5 feet in height and about 3 feet across.
Mm, beautiful.
During our hottest part of July, it kept on blooming.
We've seen some hot temperatures, and I know Mr. Redneck's seen some hot temperatures down there in the deep south.
Yeah, what's that saying? It's done got hot in Alabama. It is very hot. Well, you know, one of the great things that I love about Jackson and Perkins, not only is the legacy of producing such wonderful varieties of roses, but the educational aspect that you now have on your website with all these awesome videos featuring Paul Zimmerman.
Well, we work really hard on those. We have two new videos that we just shot last week. There's a promo on JacksonandPerkins.com and a promo on YouTube and Facebook for these two. He did climbing roses video and a summer care video.
Yeah, I'm on the website now just scrolling through looking at all of the climbers. I'll tell you, some of these are just fantastic. Sent from above, that climber, I'm not very familiar with it, but this picture makes me want to click buy now.
Yeah, it does.
I was reminded of that today. That's from Chris Warner, and that's one of his varieties. We're the North American exclusive licensee for it, and it's one of our most popular climbers.
Now, I have a neighbor that grows pinata, and every time it blooms, she comes down the alley to my house and says, come and look at this rose.
Well, have you run across Kiss Me Kate in the climbing class that you were going through just now?
Yes, I'm looking at that right now.
Kiss Me Kate and Quicksilver, Jasmina. I mean, all those varieties are Cortez varieties that we're very excited about. There's another one in there called Honeymoon Arborosa. All of these are tough climbers. Some of them are even fragrant.
Oh, wow. Now, we just got Florentina, which is one of the Cortez Arbor roses. And I see it here featured on the website as well. And just planted it and cannot wait to see it start to bloom in our garden. It was highly recommended at one of the ARS conferences a couple years ago. I think the Syracuse, Teresa, when the Cortez family was there, they were talking about this rose. Yeah.
It is spotless in my yard right now, and it is growing aggressively. And like I said, we just ended a big heat spell, and it's just growing like it's spring. They are some of the cleanest and prettiest and most fragrant roses that are out there right now. You know, everyone out there, you know, Weeks and Star and JP are doing great work in this area. These Cortez varieties, great class of roses. Everywhere I go, the conversation gets Cortez rose.
Well, I grow several of them up here in Zone 5 in Indiana, and they do very well in my garden. I just love them.
Well, the different groups of them are heat tolerant. A lot of them are cold hardy. This is what I'm saying when I'm saying the world is awash with roses. You know, everybody has some beautiful roses out there right now.
Well, Wes, I just want to say thanks for stopping by and telling us about these awesome introductions for 2018. Now, these are going to be available on the Jackson and Perkins website on December 1st of this year, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we look forward to sharing these roses with our audience, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, I appreciate it, and I really appreciate the work you do, and thank you so much.
And we want to be sure that our listeners know that Jackson and Perkins is offering a Rose Chat promo. So simply type Rose Chat in the promo section at checkout, and you'll receive $20 off of a $100 purchase. This offer will be good through September the 30th, 2017.
Yeah, I'm typing Rose Chat right now on checkout.
I was already checking that out too.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening today. Be sure and check out the Jackson and Perkins website at jacksonandperkins.com. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.